You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Happy Memorial Day to everyone out there. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. For those of you that are tuned in here today on Memorial Day on the radio, at 7 a.m. here on WMIE, 11:45 a.m. on 1510 a.m. Maybe you have us tuned in here at the evening here at 8:45. God bless everyone. Thank you for taking the time to join us here today. And actually, you know, they're taking the time to hear a word from God today. Lord God, I pray right now for all these listeners here today, everyone that's tuned in, not to hear me, but they want to hear a word from you today. I pray they won't be disappointed, Lord. I pray you'd bless our study here today and our new program in the book of James that starts today. We ask for your blessings on all that is said, all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, you're going to hear something now for the next 9 weeks. Series I just preached a little while ago at Island Community Church, and it's on the book of James. And there's 9 sermons. We'll go through it much quicker than that, probably each sermon in 2 or 3 days, as I am gathering my notes here and getting ready to come back with a live program as Revelation was, but this time in the book of Romans. So I'm preaching that at church, and we're in chapter 3 here now. So here coming up very shortly, soon as we're done with James, I'll be back behind the microphones here doing a personal study here in Romans. And in the meantime, I hope you enjoyed this program. Again, happy Memorial Day, if you could even say those two words, happy and Memorial Day here together. But hope you enjoy the program here today. This is going to air probably for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I hope you enjoyed that program in Revelation as well, which has been playing for almost a year. We just wrapped that up on Friday. Now, let's get into the word here today. This is the Gospel of James, the Gospel of James, the book of James. Brand new book here today, book of James. So let's begin with the who's, what's, and where's of this little book, this maligned book. So maligned and disliked by some that Martin Luther called it an epistle of straw. And in his German translation, he actually had the nerve to place it after the book of Revelation in his translation. Now, why would he do that? Well, he did that because James is going to stress the idea of a Christian's works, while Martin had just been delivered from a whole life of work salvation. This was a sore subject for Martin. How can I put it in another analogy? Well, let me move on here. Now, remember, the Catholic faith, which he came out of, was a works-based faith. When James says, "Thus also, faith, if it does not have works, is dead, being by itself."
But someone will say, you've had faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I'll show you my faith by means of my works. Now, James is going to stress in this letter the importance of works. Matter of fact, he's going to say that faith, if it is not accompanied by works, is dead. Meaning, if you are not doing anything for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus, then your faith is dead. Good for nothing. It serves no one. It's the same as taking your talent and burying it in the ground. And then when the Lord comes back, you say, see, here is what you've given to me. Faith without works is dead. The author of James is disputed, but not by me. James wrote it. It's mostly disputed because of the Catholic and Orthodox churches believe Mary was a perpetual virgin and had no other children other than Jesus. And James, we know, was the Lord's half-brother, not his cousin. Another problem is that there are four James spoken of in the New Testament. There's the brother of John, right? Sons of Thunder, James and John, Mark 1:19. There's James, the son of Alphaeus, Mark 3:18. And there's the father of the other Judas. His name was James. And this one. Okay, when written? We believe this letter was written before the Jerusalem Council in 49 AD, which would make James perhaps the first letter ever written in the New Testament. We know that James died in 62 AD. You can read more about him in the Fox's Book of Martyrs. He died when he was thrown off of the pinnacle of the temple, perhaps with his Lord's words ringing in his ears, he that loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal. Now, James had a pretty cool nickname. You know what it was? His nickname was Old Camel Knees. How did he get that nickname? From always being on them and praying without ceasing. Camel Knees. As for his name, guess what his name really is? James is just his American name. James is the Greek name Iakobos. Iakobos. There's no J's in Greek. There's no J's in Latin. There's no J's in Hebrew. So replace the I and the A with a J, Iakobos. What do you got? Jacob. His name was Jacob, not James. Nice Jewish boy. The Lord Jesus' name was Yeshua or Joshua. And James's brother was Jacob. Even Jesus' mother's name. In American, maybe it's Mary, but her name was Miriam, not Mary. Now these names make more sense. You got Miriam, you got Jesus' name is Joshua, and his brother's name is Jacob. A little bit better understanding, really, of their names. Now, by 44 AD, James seemed to be the leader of the church at Jerusalem. Some scholars believe James replaced the other James when Herod had him killed. When Peter miraculously escaped prison, Acts chapter 12, verse 17, Peter informed them immediately to go and tell James. He must have been the leader already by then. Then he said to go tell everyone else. All right, as for this epistle. Now, James is the one and only wisdom book of the New Testament. Very similar to the book of Proverbs. This note from my Baptist Study Bible says the central theme of the epistle is practical, realistic religion, which manifests itself in the works of those who profess to have faith. Tests for a genuine and living faith are examined in a manner reminiscent of the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, especially of the book of Proverbs. Now, this Baptist Study Bible continues. The book is well suited for public reading and worship and is remarkable in its parallels with the Sermon on the Mount. In 108 verses of the book of James, we've got 54 imperatives out of 108. Let me read another intro out of this other Bible I have here. Faith without works cannot be called faith. Faith without works is dead, and a dead faith is worse than no faith at all. I said a dead faith is worse than no faith at all. If you're not doing anything for Jesus, and if your faith, if you are just a dead fish, you're just better off not having any faith at all. You're useless to the master without doing something. A dead faith is worse than no faith. Faith must work. It must produce. It must be visible. Verbal faith is not enough. Mental faith is insufficient. Faith must be there, but it must be more. Faith must inspire action. Throughout his epistle to Jewish believers, James integrates true faith and everyday practical experience by stressing that true faith must manifest itself in the works of faith. Faith endures trials. Trials come and go, but a strong faith will face them head on and develop endurance. Faith understands temptations. Faith will not allow us to consent to our lusts and slide into sin. Faith obeys the word. It will not merely hear and not do. Faith produces doers. Faith harbors no prejudice. Faith displays itself in works. Faith is more than mere words. It is more than knowledge. Faith controls the tongue. Faith acts wisely. Faith produces separation from the world and submission to God. It provides us with the ability to resist the devil and humbly draw near to God. And finally, faith waits patiently for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through trouble and trial, it stifles complaining. There's a good introduction as well. There we have it. Now let's get going here in this letter. Chapter 1, verse 1. As always, I'm in a smorgasbord of King James and New King James. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Now, in the first century, the writer's name comes in the beginning in the letter, not in the end. Sounds like a draft notice, as I'm told. Right, Fred? Greetings. Greetings. Now show up tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.